This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, an intriguing concept from Mike Bacsik, and I really hadn't thought about it at all. And by the way, I'm still responding to people on the fan text, so I'm working on it. We're making progress. Where would the Mavs be right now if not for that bombshell athletic story last summer? And so I went back and double-checked the timing of it all, and that story came out on a Monday, and Donnie Nelson was out by Wednesday. And it so the article was, inside the Mavericks front office, Mark Cuban's shadow GM is causing a rift with Luka Doncic. And you're like, oh, inside the Mavericks front office, shadow GM. And like, you might have heard stuff about Vulgaris here and there, but like this story really brought it all to the forefront. And within 48 hours, for as much as Mark Cuban was like, it's BS, within 48 hours, Donnie Nelson gone.
If you remember the timeline, the Mavericks lose game 7 in LA, and 30 minutes after the game is over, Mark Cuban does interviews, mostly, I want to say, with Tim McMahon. There probably were more people around, but Tim, he's immediately telling the media, I am not getting rid of Rick Carlisle. There's no way you get rid of a coach like that unless you have somebody that you know is better and is willing to kind of coach your team. I don't remember the exact quote, but pretty much Mark Cuban, after that was over, was pretty much saying everybody front office-wise, including the coaches, coming back. Like, we were one win away from accomplishing a huge goal, and that was going to the second round. And then a few days later, the article comes out, and then all of a sudden, all these dominoes start falling. So to me, this athletic article, in a weird way, set the tone for Nico Harrison ending up coming here, Jason Kidd ending up being the head coach. And nothing against Donnie Nelson and Rick Carlisle. I respect the heck out of those two guys. But that article put us in a situation where we're in the Western Conference Finals, because I don't believe, my opinion, I don't believe Donnie Nelson's trading Kristaps Porzingis, especially for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. Maybe he would trade them, but he would be like, no, we have to get Zion Williamson. Or so. I don't know exactly, but I mean, like, we have to get a huge piece if I'm going to move Porzingis. And I don't know relationships and all that with all that stuff. I'm just guessing. And if Rick Carlisle was here, I'm going to assume that this team might have not been able to be as good of a defensive team that it is, that somehow maybe the chemistry that's been created this season might not be the chemistry and cohesion that you have to end up winning a series against Utah without Luka for the first three games, and then on somewhat a little bit of limited minutes in game 4, and then you beat the best team in the NBA on the road in a 7th game by a zillion points. I just think this athletic article, in a weird way that Mark Cuban never wanted out, ended up changing a whole bunch of things and ended up being the best thing for the Dallas Mavericks.
I'm going to ask y'all a question, because Corey said this earlier, and I know it was a different context, and it was in terms of James Harden. I was like, oh, do you think James Harden is done being elite? And Corey was like, well, he doesn't. My same question would apply here. Do you think Mark Cuban can look back and see all of this as a net positive given where it's got him? Or do you think he was like, nah, we were going in that direction anyway. Do you think that he thinks that?
I think, no, because maybe he looks at it now and says, this helped re-energize or refresh my organization. But I think that, like, his whole mentality on it was very much running, getting a business started and running it and realizing he doesn't want to run the business. He just wants to start it. As an entrepreneur, that's just how his mind is. He wants to get it going. He loves that part of it and hiring people and doing that part. But he kept saying this over and over. When you have good people that are doing their job, you let them continue doing their job. You make sure that they're paid well. You treat them nicely. You do those things to make sure they do their job well. And Rick Carlisle, for all intents and purposes, was a good head coach. Donnie Nelson he found Dirk. He then found you, Luka. Like he felt
and
like
Giannis.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. He felt like he had good people in place. Why mess with that? Event, you know, over time, and especially in the DFW area, Kevin, I think you know this just as much as anybody else around here. For some reason in DFW, tenure matters a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like just you know, we respect Landry so much for he won two championships, but he was here for so long and he created this legacy. You know, there are lots of things where tenure matters around this area, and I think Mark Cuban understood the demographic very specifically. So I think he liked having that, but I do think he looks at it now and goes, "Man, I didn't see that we needed to make this change because the people that I had in charge were all trying to protect their jobs and keep their jobs and do their things, and I wasn't keeping enough of an eye on how that all needed to work or pushing them enough in the right areas."
How often, and not just with the Mavs, not just with sports, but in life in general, how often do you think people are in that same spot where they're trying to protect their job or their spot more than do their job? Or like earn their spot. You know what
I think
saying?
It matters where you're at and the pressure that is on you. And then, cause I think it's sometimes you'll be like, no, you want to fire me? Fire me. But sometimes like I'll do anything to not get fired. Right. And so you will undercut people. Like we're all human. We all have a sinful nature inside of us. We have a bad, ugly part. No matter how much you want to say you don't, we all do, you know. Sometimes I would never do that. Well, you know, I bet there's a lot of people that thought they would never do that until they did that.
Yeah.
If that makes whatever that thing is, right? Whether it's steal, kill, whatever it is, you know, I mean, it's all within us to do horrible things. I want to say this though, from this, cause you took my brain off of where I wanted to go.
Sorry,
with this.
Sorry, Mike.
And I'm honestly, keep talking. I'll figure out where I want to go. Because don't ask me questions
I'm
about
I'm sorry.
Kevin, Sorry,
I love
that.
You. Just my train of thought where I wanted to go was lost.
To that conversation, you know, JD's played the Game of Thrones very well, right? Like see it, at least, is that we've been watching this guy climb and continue to climb and stay there. And we're like, hold on. Like, he's just been knocking off managers one after another, and he's like Teflon on this.
I think the same thing about Jim Nill.
Yeah.
If we can factor in the stars, like, I'm not saying that Jim Nill or John Daniels needs to go. I know a lot of people feel that way about both, but whenever there's discussion of if you change coaches or for the Stars or managers for the Rangers, I'm like, well, why would that general manager get to pick another one? At some point, do you take a step back and be like, hey, you know, the guy who keeps picking the guy, they're not working out. Maybe we have the wrong guy picking the guy.
Mm-hmm. The Athletic article, here's where I wanted to go. And Tim McMahon also wrote another article off of this too. So there's kind of like two articles. Does that make sense? There's two articles
calling
that really.
Luka fat?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually going to Luka here. I think Luka took a lot of heat around this time last year. Why? Because we found out that Luka and Rick Carlisle might have not been on the same page. We found out that Luka didn't like Vegas Bob. We were finding out that Luka, through our show, we literally did the interview with Mark Cuban where Mark Cuban kind of let the cat out of the bag because we saw that they didn't high-five each other. They didn't look like they were enjoying playing with each other. And Mark Cuban let us know, yeah, man, like, hey, Dirk and Jason Terry at first did not like each other, right? Because Dirk had his guy in Nash, and Nash wasn't there anymore, and Terry wasn't Nash, and struggled with the way that he tried to run the offense versus the way Nash ran the offense. Luka didn't like Porzingis, and we know he like they might get along okay as humans, but they did not like playing basketball with each other. So Luka was taking a lot of heat for, hey, Luka, kind of what's wrong with you? You won't get along with your coach. You won't get along with your second star player. You won't get along with the analytics guy. Like, but I'm just wondering this. Wasn't Luka right on all three of those guys? What I'm saying here is, and maybe you'll agree with me a lot, Kevin, because of where you felt that Rick Carlisle was in his career for the last 7 or 8 years, is Luka wanted Jason Kidd. Luka wanted to get rid of Porzingis. Luka wanted to get rid of Vegas Bob. Haven't all of those things led to a much more positive result in chemistry, in coaching, in maybe front office with, I'm not saying he wanted Nico. I have no clue if he knew who Nico was or not. Obviously, he is a Nike Jordan guy, but like all the things that Luka demanded somewhat, or at least asked for behind the scenes, has ended up making this team better.
I'm with you.
Bring me people who want to win like me.
Yes, which is hard to find. And I keep thinking about this from the perspective of some people are like, well, the Mavs wouldn't be here if that would have happened. Sure, but they wouldn't have been in that last series either. And like, I don't know, would they have been in that first series? You know, like I 100% do not believe we make it to the second round if not for these changes.
Yeah.
I have thoughts and questions about whether you make it through the tournament to get into the playoffs. Like, I believe that the Mavericks would be somewhere in the top 10, but I don't know, do you make it through the tournament to make the playoffs? And then I also don't think you play the Jazz. Like, I think you're playing, you know, the Warriors or maybe the Suns in the first round, and I don't think you make it through that if not for some of these changes. So on your timeline, I don't think you make it anywhere near this far.
And I think it's scary to give a player a lot of power. But it does happen in the NBA or an agent, however you want to, you know, portray it. Because we've seen how LeBron James, it can help lead to a title and it can help destroy a franchise. Just with the best player in the last 20 years, you look at the way LeBron runs a franchise and how at times it helps and at times it really hurts. And then you can be left with kind of what they say, holding the bag that LeBron leaves you with in a situation. But I think Luka in this, and in the articles that we were reading around this time last year, around summertime, that a lot of Luka's thoughts and decisions has ended up making him, I think, happier and it looks like more successful.
Yeah. No, it's tough to argue with that. And I know sometimes people want to argue against Luka, and we're going to get to a topic of kind of about this in just a minute because of the bravado or sometimes the aggressiveness that he has. But this seems like an instance where it worked out. You know, quite frankly, I think there's probably plenty of instances where it worked out for LeBron as well. But we are more highly publicized the times that it didn't. And so I hope that now everyone is on the same page. And you know, the interesting thing is we keep talking about they're in the Western Conference Finals. We might be a month away from talking about
from winning it all.
And they won the damn championship. You know, like Nico said, I'm greedy. Jason Kidd said, don't put a cap on how far this can go. So like you're only halfway there. And I've seen a lot of people say you're only halfway there. And so I hope we do continue and say, who would have known that a year after a bombshell article that destroyed this franchise, at least for it seemingly for a minute, then you won the championship.
Look, I believe in jinxes, Corey. And when Luka was making all his free throws in game 7, it was because I didn't cross anything when he was shooting. So I'd make sure my hands weren't crossed, my legs weren't crossed,
good job.
My fingers weren't crossed. I was making sure, and then he kept making free throws. So I am superstitious.
So you didn't, after that, you didn't cross
paths. I somewhat
believe
in jinxes, and you can blame me for this, Dallas Maverick fans, for this. I do think the Mavs are winning it all. At this point, I believe we are going to be celebrating the championship. And I get how tough it's going to beat the Warriors. This is not going to be an easy series. I believe it's going to be 6 or 7 games, and there's going to be times where the Mavericks, whether it's tomorrow night, whether it's game 2, whether it's maybe a home game, that they lose by 20-plus points, and I'm like, my God, how stupid was I to think that the Mavs were going to win this series? And then they'll win a game, and I'll think, okay, we're back on track, this and that. We can win this series. I really think, guys, in my heart of hearts, I did think we were going to lose to Phoenix, and especially after the first 2 games, I thought, my God, I just want to win one. I remember after game 3, telling to my kid, I'm just glad we won one. I don't know if we're going to win anymore, but thank God we didn't get swept. And we won the freaking series. I really do believe, and I could be totally wrong, I'm not betting any money on it. I'm not telling you to go bet money on it. I really believe that this team's about to win a championship with a 23-year-old with some really good role players on his team. No all-stars, but some really good role players that the NBA world has no clue who these people are. I think they're going to win the championship, guys.
And it's going to be down to the wire against Boston. Like that's
maybe I just
like,
Charles Barkley jinxed.
I think it's going to be that kind of I think this actually might be a little easier, more fun. This Western Conference Finals is I have a prediction. I think a lot of people are going to be shocked by. But I think it's going to be an absolute blast thanks to momentum.
That's a shot at Reggie.
I think the whole thing though is, you know, early in this season we were looking at this going, nothing changed. You know, nothing had changed from that article except for you hired a new coach and you're like, well, is he doing anything different? They actually seem a little bit worse. You know, the GM hasn't made any bold moves. He added Reggie Bullock, which was like, it's huge now.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time and patience for what that article created. To actually come into what it is right now. It took a lot of time and patience.
By the way, you know, Dimwitty still has that $1 million bonus he can cash if they win the title just by making it this far, $571,000 bonus.
Oh, really?
So
plus he gets the, your check for however long you go.
And yeah, this is the where playoff owners, shares.
People
yeah.
don't know this. This is where owners make millions upon millions of dollars because, like, when you win the championship, like each player gets like $400,000. That's what they like. You're not getting paid a salary anymore. You're not getting a paycheck anymore for playing every 2 weeks. You are playing for free. And then at the end, like you lose in the first round, you probably get $40,000 for making the first round of the playoffs. You win the championship, each player probably gets about $400,000, is my guess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.